Chapter 9. Now when all the kings west of the Jordan heard about these things, those in the hill country, in the western foothills, and along the entire coast of the great sea as far as Lebanon, the kings of the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, they came together to make war against Joshua and Israel. However, when the people of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, they resorted to a ruse. They went as a delegation whose donkeys were loaded with worn-out sacks and old wineskins cracked and mended. The men put worn and patched sandals on their feet and wore old clothes. All the bread of their food supply was dry and moldy. Then they went to Joshua in the camp at Gilgal and said to him and the men of Israel,
"We have come from a distant country. Make a treaty with us."
The men of Israel said to the Hivites,
"But perhaps you live near us. How then can we make a treaty with you?"
"We are your servants,"
they said to Joshua. But Joshua asked,
"Who are you and where do you come from?"
They answered,
"Your servants have come from a very distant country because of the fame of the Lord your God.
For we have heard reports of him, all that he did in Egypt,